FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Change in leadership, opposing the bill. I'm Elliot Francis. A small group of Democrats is saying it's time for House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi to step aside as the face of the party following this week's loss in Georgia's special election. Reid Binion reports.
Nancy Pelosi has been a longtime target for Republicans, but now some Democrats appear to be backing away from the House Minority Leader. Representative Kathleen Rice and other Democrats held a closed-door strategy session Thursday to discuss possibly finding a new leader. Pelosi weighed in.
I respect any opinion that my members have, but my decision about how long I stay is not up to them.
President Trump also weighed in, tweeting that he hopes Pelosi stays, hinting that Democrats are weaker under her leadership. I'm Reid Binion.
A group of four conservatives, including Ted Cruz, is opposing the new Senate Republican health care bill. It's enough to sink the bill if all Democrats also vote no. That vote is expected before July 4th. I'm Elliot Francis. Bill Cosby says he'll hold a series of town halls to educate young people on the dangers of sexual assault.
Cosby does not intend to disappear. That's the message from his spokesman, Andrew Wyatt, who appeared on WBRC-TV in his home state of Alabama.
We are now planning town halls, and we're going to be
really?
Coming to this city sometime in July.
Like a town hall, just talk with people?
We'll talk to young people.
His colleague, Ebony Benson, made it clear that these town halls will be about what can happen to men, not the victims of sexual assault.
Anything at this point can be considered sexual assault. It's it's a good thing to be educated about the laws.
Cosby still faces the possibility of a second trial. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Markel Fultz was the first of five so-called one-and-done college basketball players to be chosen in Thursday's NBA draft. 76ers took Fultz, who spent 1 year at the University of Washington. UCLA's Lonzo Ball went number two to the LA Lakers. Number three pick Boston took Jason Tatum of Duke. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A longtime D.C. public servant is being remembered today.
The body of former council member Jim Graham will lie in state at the Wilson Building this afternoon. The 71-year-old died last week. He served four terms on the D.C. Council. Back in 2009, he was fighting for marriage equality.
Being able to vote in favor of this after all of the years, all of the stages, is a profound experience for me, and please respect that.
Tomorrow, funeral services will be held at All Souls Unitarian Church. Those planning to attend are being asked to wear a bow tie in his honor. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
North Korea this morning is denying that it cruelly treated or tortured American student Otto Warmbier, who died on Monday, days after North Korea released him from prison. Add one more name to the growing list of candidates for governor of Maryland next year. Baltimore lawyer Jim Shea has entered the Democratic race, telling the Baltimore Sun,
"As governor, I will focus intensely on education, public safety, transportation, and the environment."
Shea is the fourth Democrat to enter the race. Barack Obama is going to be hitting the campaign trail in Virginia on behalf of Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ralph Northam. A Northam spokesman wouldn't go into detail about exactly what the former president will do, and an aide to Mr. Obama says no specific events have yet been scheduled. Prince William County State Delegate Bob Marshall is launching an effort to roll back the new policy the school board just adopted this week, protecting the rights of LGBT students and staff.
What I intend to do is alert the parents to the fact that this is going on, because the school board and none of the schools individually made any effort at all to notify parents.
Marshall calls the school board's action a race to the bottom through silence and deceit. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,397, the Nasdaq at 6,237. Sports, the Orioles fall into a last-place tie with another loss to Cleveland. The Nats were idle. They host the Reds tonight. WNBA, the Mystics are in Minnesota. And former DeMatha star Markel Fultz is the number one overall pick in the NBA draft, going to the 76ers. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington Mall, WMAL.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move. Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS Neurohealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS Neurohealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have New York Avenue shut down in each direction. This will be a pretty huge deal coming in to the district this morning. So if you take, say, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway out of Riverdale, you cannot exit to go inbound New York Avenue. You're forced to continue onto 295. If you take 50 out of Chevrolet, again, you cannot continue on inbound New York Avenue. And again, traffic diverted to DC 295. Now, crews at the scene have confirmed now that there is a fatality, so an investigation will be underway, so this will be with us for some time. Also, outbound New York Avenue closed. You can't get past Bladensburg Road, so alternates planning to come in. Again, B-Dub and 50 forced to continue to 295. Rhode Island Avenue, that would work for you as well. You can take that in through town. We'll go through those options for you and plan your alternates, please. Around the Beltway, alternatively, we are in good shape. Maryland and Virginia without any early problems, and in from the west, a nice ride here coming through Gainesville up through to the Beltway and Falls Church. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Two chances of precipitation for today. We have the first round early, so rain will be ending early. Then mainly cloudy, very warm, muggy, and gusty today. High near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy this evening. Thunderstorms coming back our way later on tonight. Low 77. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Chantilly, 75 in Waldorf, 78 degrees in Washington. What do Johnny Depp and John Wilkes Booth have in common? Well, the Secret Service hopes we never find out. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning and happy Friday. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:35, we'll be joined by Andy Harris. He's a congressman to the 1st District of Maryland, and he'll be joining us to discuss this Senate health bill. At 8:05, Douglas Murray, he is the author of the number one best-selling book in the UK, The Strange Death of Europe, Immigration, Identity, and Islam. We're going to talk to him about the rise of terrorism in Europe. I'm Mary Walter, and I am joined today by Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch. Tom, I'm so excited to have you in office.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
I have to say, by the way, you are the most high-maintenance guest host we've ever had. I would like that noted. He made me switch seats and everything.
Look, they put me on the seat, and the lights above you are 150 degrees, and I asked, is there a way to increase the air conditioning or fix the lights?
Well, we've got it all figured out, so.
And they told me I couldn't because if I did, I'd burn my hands.
Well, you are. It's a good thing you're adorable.
And it's 5 a.m.
Yes, it is. All right, let's talk healthcare here. So the Senate released their much ballyhooed healthcare version of the healthcare bill. It's what, 142 pages, and 140 some odd pages. Do we need the exact number? And Immediately, the Democrats started protesting it. Nancy Pelosi ran to the microphone. She was the first one.
This bill that the Republicans put out, a working draft, is that the term of art, on, is yet again a tax bill disguised as a health care bill. They need this in order to do their tax breaks for the high end to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. It's unfortunate.
So Nancy Pelosi didn't read the 142-page bill. She ran. Well, she didn't. I don't think Nancy Pelosi has ever run. So I don't think she ran. Toddled over to the microphone, and this is terrible. It's just a wealthy tax cut in disguise. dies, that's what it is. It's awful. It's terrible. It's horrible. So what does the health care bill do? What does this do? The Senate version does. All right. It eliminates the individual mandate that requires everyone to buy health insurance or pay a penalty.
Right.
So it doesn't force you to buy a product. Good. There was a question whether the government had the right to force you to buy a product anyway.
Right.
It eliminates the cost-sharing subsidies, but these payments, it provides payments to insurers to cover medical bills for most low-income customers on Obamacare's marketplaces. The Republicans say that Congress never properly appropriated the payments, and it's worth $7 billion this year. The payments are going to extend for 2 years before they're eliminated.
Billions of extra dollars in spending.
Yes, but only for 2 years. All right.
Okay.
And by the way, thank you to Politico for this wonderful guide. They really sum this up beautifully. There is no, they're banning Planned Parenthood from the Medicaid program for 1 year. Hmm. And then we'll see where it goes. Because, well, it'll be interesting to see if Planned Parenthood just folds up and dies because they don't get their millions and millions of dollars.
You know, interestingly, that's probably the provision that will be most controversial in terms of whether the bill passes or fails, because it's so important an issue to conservatives in the House and key conservatives in the Senate.
Yeah, well, that's a whole nother can of worms. All right, now here's what changed. So those are the three things that were eliminated. Here's what changed. The pre-existing condition, a lot of people concerned about that. The House bill would have let states opt out of requirements that insurers must charge everyone the same, right. Which... And insurance, when you think about it, is insanity. Why, if you have a house that's sitting on the edge of a cliff in California and the neighbor's house just washed into the sea, why should you pay the same for homeowner's insurance as the guy who's built across the road or inland? But what they're saying here is, well, if you have a pre-existing condition, you should pay the same as someone who's healthy, which makes no sense whatsoever. But
and it's destroying the healthcare market.
It is absolutely, because people don't pay until they have a problem, and then they come in and they're like, oh, I'm sick now, so now I need insurance. And they shouldn't have to pay more than anybody else. So the House bill would have let states opt out of that requirement. Under the Senate version, that the requirement remains. States could waive other insurance rules that could weaken protections, but under the Senate, it stays. All right. Medicaid expansion. The Senate bill was going to gradually roll back enhanced federal funding over 3 years because states were encouraged under Obamacare to expand their Medicaid programs. The Senate bill will gradually roll that back over 3 years, but that doesn't start until 2021.
3 years. That's during the Chelsea Clinton administration.
Exactly. it's going to begin in 2020, though, for people who come off of Medicaid and new enrollees don't get enhanced funding. Traditional Medicaid, that's the Medicaid expansion. For traditional Medicaid, the Senate plan overhauls the traditional Medicaid program dramatically, and instead of getting open-ended funding from the federal government, the states are now going to get a set amount of money for per enrollee, and the states are going to have more flexibility in their program. So states are going to have more freedom and more authority here. States are going to have the option also to add work requirements for able-bodied adults, which if you're able-bodied, why are you getting Medicaid to begin with?
Yeah,
which is pretty much my question.
All sounds pretty good in terms of reform on that score.
Agree. The Senate's version cuts Medicaid more deeply than the House version. And last, opioid funding. There was no opioid funding in Obamacare. The Senate's going to provide $2 billion to states starting in 2018 to address the opioid crisis. The House had provided $45 billion. The Senate cut that to $2 billion. And which is two more than you had before. Insurance subsidies. The law subsidizes premiums on insurance marketplaces for people who don't get coverage through work, or they don't qualify for government programs. Income-based subsidies are available to people earning up to four times the federal poverty limit. Now, starting in 2020, eligibility for subsidies are going to be scaled back to 350% of the federal poverty level.
Oh, instead of 400%.
Well, you know, baby steps. A remarkable reform.
So we're going to increase the number of people available for subsidy. You can get now a subsidy even though your employer can provide you insurance. But we're going to modestly restrict the income requirements.
I don't understand why your health care is tied to your employer anyway.
I don't understand.
Why can't it be like my car insurance?
Why aren't they repealing Obamacare, Mary?
I don't know. I don't know. And
All of this may be fine. It has nothing to do with repealing Obamacare. They cut a lot of taxes. Many of these taxes will go out in many, many years, as I jokingly say, sometimes in the next administration. A lot of the overspending on Medicaid that was enshrined under Obamacare is going to be around for many, many years. And this isn't repealing Obamacare, and I don't know what it's replacing it with.
Well, Rand Paul agrees with you.
My concern at this point, from what I've been able to see so far, is it looks like we're keeping Obamacare, not repealing it.
So are you a no then?
We're going to have a statement in about an hour.
And is that going to be with you and others? Do you think that's going to be enough to kill this bill?
We'll see in about an hour.
All right, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Hey, it's baby steps. Maybe that's all they can do at this point. Or did you want to see them blow it up? Are you happy with what you know so far? Are you unhappy with what you know so far? 888-630-WMAL. It is 515. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Happy Friday, Jamie.
Absolutely. You too. And Mary, unfortunately, we're going to have a little bit of an obstacle, huge obstacle, I should say, for our commuters that head into Northeast this morning and typically use New York Avenue between Bladensburg Road and BW Parkway and 50. That is shut down. New York Avenue had an fatal accident confirmed. So they're doing an investigation and it is shut down in each direction. So if you're coming south on the BW Parkway or in on 50, you cannot head on to inbound New York Avenue. You're forced to continue on to 295. Outbound New York Avenue, you cannot get past Bladensburg Road. So again, thinking about heading in through town, already I'm seeing delays off of those arteries. Rhode Island Avenue, north of New York Avenue, that could definitely work as an option. Or if you continue on to 295 and take other crossings over the Anacostia towards your destination. Let's go around the Beltway. Unfortunately, you're coming upon this accident at speed, so it's a little dangerous as you head from Silver Spring into Bethesda. Outer Loop, no delay, 95 around to George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. Then you slam on the brakes to the crash at 355. They quickly put that to the shoulder. And the Virginia Beltway inner loop before 50, accident activity right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today the rain will end early, then it's going to remain cloudy, really warm, muggy, and gusty. That sounds awesome, doesn't it? High near 90, chance of rain 90%. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, thunderstorms likely later in the day with a low of 77, chance of rain 80%. Now tomorrow, we'll have cloudy skies early. It's going to become partly cloudy later in the day with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible with a high of 89. Sunday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Currently, in our nation's capital, 78 degrees. At 517 on WMAL.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
517 on actually 518 on WMAL. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Tom Fitton this morning. 888-630-9625. Rand Paul says, hey, it looks like we're keeping Obamacare with this new health care bill. Nancy Pelosi says, no way. This is a wealthy tax. This is a tax cut for the wealthy in disguise. This is terrible. It's horrible. Paul Ryan, though, says, hey, we got to do something here. We got to do something. Here's Paul Ryan.
I think the bottom line is I want them to pass the bill so we can all get on with keeping our promise. Got to remember, the system's collapsing.
Oh, are they keeping their promise, though? Are they keeping their promise? Listen, they did eliminate the individual mandate. They eliminated Planned Parenthood funding, but only for a year. They eliminated cost-sharing subsidies. And they've changed certain things on Medicaid and, I don't know, baby steps.
It's hard for... Only Congress could make Obamacare worse. Just think of the way the problem is in the Obamacare system now. You've got people getting insurance no matter what had happened to them before. So they were sick. You buy insurance. The insurers have to pay more. And so that's a losing proposition. And the game was, well, okay, you're going to lose there, but you're going to win because we're going to require all these people to buy insurance. And the insurers are like, okay, we're in. So guess what they've done? They've still making the insurers subsidize pre-existing conditions, people who are sick coming on, losing money on that. But now no one has to buy insurance anymore. So the people who weren't sick, who they were relying on for premiums, will no longer be there. This is going to accelerate the death spiral. I don't understand why Republicans didn't just get to repealing Obamacare and save, as I say, the centralized planning for later, or come up with the solutions for the reform later and immediately keep their promises, as opposed to trying to have it both ways. And it's going to be a disaster. There are four Republican senators, including Rand Paul, who oppose this, and it may not even get out of the Senate in its current form. So it looks like this is a victory for Obama thus far, at least politically, in the sense that core elements of his program will remain and be subsidized by Republicans.
So, in other words, my premiums are never going down. Robert in Maryland, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Robert, did they do what you wanted them to do to Obamacare here?
I really don't know. I really don't understand why you have to have health insurance anyway. It seems like the government is pushing something that you have to buy. That they're telling you you need it. You got to have it, like a college education. But yet, college-educated people don't make the money they thought they would make. This is coming from somebody whose daughter had anaplasty after zygoma, which is brain cancer.
Oh Lord!
And we didn't get nothing from nobody. I do have health insurance through my union, but it seems like, rather than try to figure out why so many Americans are sick or getting sick, they just want you to buy a product. And I'm not sure why they don't want to figure out why everyone's sick all the time.
Well, thank you, Robin, and I'm glad your daughter got the care she needed. Thank you for sharing your story, and have a great weekend. 888-630-9625 is the number. Here's the thing. Health insurance, I have no problem with health insurance being voluntary. If you don't want to buy it, don't buy it. But we made it mandatory when we decided that you can't turn anyone away. So hospitals can't turn anyone away. So what happened was, is people know, well, I can just go to the emergency room. I'll get all the care I need because they can't turn me away. They have to take me. Well, who's going to treat them? Then they started to force doctors who have hospital privileges have to see these patients and not get paid for it. They have to do so much ward care. They rotate them through. So they have to do that now. So now they're getting, they got the doctors working for free. They have to admit these. So, well, now we've got a problem. Well, yeah, you created the problem.
The major issue for people is, look, if we get sick, and let's say we don't have insurance, we have to buy insurance, even will we lose our home, lose everything we own because someone got sick and we have to pay the bills? And the question is, how is you take care of those people? You don't need to reform the entire healthcare market to do it. And the states can figure out ways to take care of people who face these catastrophic illnesses and allow insurance companies and the market to work to provide products to take care of people if they face this terrible, terrible circumstance of a major illness that would be catastrophic financially to them if they had to pay without insurance.
And it's a terrible thing to say, but sometimes bad things happen to people. And some, you know, that's your friends and family, and I don't necessarily think the government has to solve all your problems. What about you? 888-630-9625 is the number. It is 523 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
My friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds just did it again. It's Larry O'Connor, and here's another reason why I continue to recommend Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie just sold Roger and Angela's home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. They used their exclusive database of ready buyers. Sure, you can hire any agent, and chances are they'll sell your home eventually. But here's the question. Can they get you a lot more money than you think is possible? It's all about what you put in your pocket when the home closes, right? That's why I only recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. The Reynolds team's top performing home buyer systems and their years of experience are critical to have on your side. Sarah and Debbie want to talk to you right now, so give them a call, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation? pay off bills or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
525 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, into Northeast's terrible crash closes New York Avenue each direction between Bladensburg Road and where the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50 would merge onto New York Avenue. Not able to do that. You're forced to continue onto 295 South Kenilworth Avenue. It looks like it'll be this way for some time as a fatal crash has been confirmed. So it's going to be an investigation and a lot going on there. Already seeing some of those delays form quickly here for the early morning commute, so plan ahead. Around the Beltway, we're busy. Virginia, let's start first. As you come through Annandale toward 66, the crash on the inner loop, right as you approach Route 50, Arlington Boulevard, right lane blocked. It looks like I see at least 2 tractor trailers there that looks like they pulled over to the shoulder. Nonetheless, right lane blocked. And on the Maryland Beltway, Bethesda, on the outer loop as you approach 355, that crash to the shoulder for now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Grab the umbrella out the door. Rain ending early today, then mainly cloudy for the rest of today. Very warm and gusty. High near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy this evening. Thunderstorms likely tonight. Low near 77. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 78 degrees at 526 on WMAL. So we're talking about the healthcare bill and what you need to know about it. The individual mandate is eliminated. You don't have to buy healthcare. Cost-sharing subsidies gone. Planned Parenthood funding eliminated for a year. They're making changes to pre-existing conditions, to Medicaid. And what there's, some of these, though, are happening very slowly. A lot of them don't kick in until 2020, these changes. And they're trying to ease people off of it. It's very hard to take back. I mean, there has never been an entitlement program in this country that has gotten smaller and gone away. Once you give people something for quote-unquote free, it is very difficult to take it away from them because, man, do they cry. They scream, they cry, they kick their feet, and you're a terrible, horrible, evil person if you take that away from them and tell them they have to be responsible on their own. 888-630-9625. Ted Cruz was discussing this yesterday, and, we'll come back. We're going to tell you more about this coming back. We have so much to talk about here. I'm Mary Walter sitting here with Tom Fitton, and we've got more of this on WMAL.
Who are Care Suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth. All in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day. Saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Joey Votto.
Deep left, and that's going out of here.
always red hot against the Nats. Steven Strasburg.
Strasburg blows it by him with 96.
And Cincy seeing red last July. License to hit versus permission to deal. Catch everything. Nationals Reds. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson.
Ain't baseball great?
And coming up on WMAL, later in the show, we're going to continue the health care talk. We have Andy Harris coming up at 7:35. He's a U.S. Congressman to the 1st District of Maryland. But also, we're going to tell you about a Virginia man who's in a lot of trouble. Apparently, he was giving secret documents to the Chinese and somehow didn't think he was going to get caught. We'll have the details. It's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson, and we start your Friday drive into D.C. with a big problem. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Where is the trouble spot?
New York Avenue, and unfortunately just a horrific accident. Fiery crash closes New York Avenue each direction between Bladensburg Road and where BW Parkway and 50 would merge into town. So that is shut down. We had four cars involved in this crash. Three of those cars caught fire. One fatality is confirmed. So an investigation is underway. Expect New York Avenue to be closed for some length of time. So I'll go through your alternates, and we'll keep you posted if there's any change at the scene of this crash. I'll have more coming up in traffic.
D.C.'s mayor and other city officials are among the many who will pay tribute today to the late former D.C. council member Jim Graham, who died June 11th at age 71. Before entering politics, Graham led Washington's largest gay men's health clinic during the height of the AIDS crisis. A group of conservatives are joining the AARP and other medical groups in criticizing the Senate GOP health care bill. Republican Senator Ted Cruz is among them.
Significant changes. Those are the two words he said a couple of times that are his expectations and the expectations of some of his colleagues in the days ahead. That's what they want to see in this bill. In fact, behind closed doors, when senators were briefed about this proposal, Ted Cruz had a list of four items. The list was entitled Pacts, laying out the ways that he thinks he can get there.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. A spokeswoman for Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says health care bills in Congress, quote, do not work for Maryland. She says Congress should go back to the drawing board in an open, transparent, and bipartisan fashion. The mayor of Richmond says the city's Confederate monuments should not be taken down, but instead should be supplemented with historical context about why they were built in the first place. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,397, the Nasdaq at 62,37. Sports, former DeMatha basketball star Markelle Fultz is the overall number one pick in the NBA draft, going to the 76ers. Baseball, the O's lose again, the Nats had the night off, and WNBA, the Mystics are in Minnesota tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Myofascial Network's Musculoskeletal Pain on Wednesday, June 28th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple, and simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
For only one more week, Genucel, with its immediate effects, is 50% off. That's a half-price clearance. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here, and if you order Genucel for bags and puffiness right now, you'll also get the Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion as a free gift. Perfect hydration, tan, and protection. Wait, now's the perfect time for that, right? Rejuvenate, hydrate, and maintain that summer glow with a lotion unlike anything you've ever tried before. You'll be able to sit back, relax, and enjoy the beach with healthier, tighter skin, and the bags and puffiness under your eyes, well, they'll be gone thanks to Genucel. Join Chamonix's million satisfied customers and feel confident in your eyes, face, and body. I use it and I love it. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. As always, Genucel works in 12 hours or your money back. Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion free while supplies last. Call or click now. Shipping is also free. For this 1 week only clearance sale, go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
New York Avenue commuters shut down in each direction between Bladensburg Road and where the BW Parkway and 50 would merge to head on to New York Avenue inbound into Northeast. It is not working this morning. Have an accident investigation. Terrible crash happened. 4 cars involved. So if you're coming south on the BW or in on 50, you're forced to continue on the DC 295 Kenilworth Avenue. Then you can take optional crossings over the Anacostia towards your destination north of New York Avenue. If you're coming outbound, again, you're forced to detour onto Bladensburg Road. So Bladensburg Road is open north of New York Avenue, Route 1, Rhode Island Avenue. That would also work as an alternative. Virginia Beltway, we're a little bit busy as you head through Annandale towards 66. The accident looks like mostly confined to the right shoulder, but still checking it out. Interloop near 50, Arlington Boulevard, Outer Loop in Bethesda, that crash cleared and those delays quickly eased. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early rain on this Friday morning, a bit of a break. We're mainly cloudy, very warm, gusty, and muggy today. High near 90, southwest wind 15 to 25 miles an hour. Thunderstorms coming back away later on tonight through early parts of your Saturday. Overnight low 77 degrees, a lot of sunshine Sunday. I'm your meteorologist Todd Bork for Weather Channel WMAL.
Right now 78 in Alexandria, 75 in Gaithersburg, 78 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Friday morning. Joining us at 7:35, Andy Harris. He's a U.S. Congressman to the 1st District of Maryland, and he will give us the lowdown on the Senate health bill and his opinion of it. At 8:05, Douglas Murray. He is the author of the number one best-selling book in the U.K., Strange Death of Europe, Immigration, Identity, Islam, and we're going to talk about the rise of terrorism in Europe with him. I'm Mary Walter, and I get to sit with Tom Fitton this morning, president of Judicial Watch. Tom, welcome to the show. Appreciate
I'm happy to be here. It's a great show.
On this Friday. So I want to talk about a Virginia man. Wow, this guy. Kevin Mallory, he's 60 of Leesburg. He was arrested yesterday because he was caught with going through TSA at the airport with over $16,000 in cash in his carry-on luggage. Because I don't know if he knows this, but they check your carry-on luggage now when you get on a plane. They make you take your shoes off. They look at all sorts of stuff. And apparently he thought that $16,500 in cash wasn't going to raise any red flags. Peanut butter sandwiches raise red flags at this point in the game. You can't take a bottle of water on a plane anymore. $16,000 in cash, right under the radar, no problem.
Especially coming from abroad.
Yeah. So he made an initial appearance in the U.S. District Court in Alexandria yesterday. He's being charged under the Federal Espionage Act, and he could face life in prison. He is being charged with transmitting top-secret documents to someone who is apparently a Chinese agent. Now, just goes to show you that criminals aren't smart.
First of all, the $16,500. Now, and maybe, listen, maybe this is all above board. Maybe.
But remember, this is all alleged.
Exactly. Maybe this is all above board. So let me tell you. If certain conditions are met, these charges are so serious, he could be eligible for the death penalty. Now, I don't know the last time Virginia, he's not in Texas, so I'm pretty sure he's safe.
Well, this is a federal charge, so I doubt.
When was the last time the feds put anybody to death?
Certainly for espionage, I can't recall recently. Not in recent.
Mary Surratt for the whole Lincoln thing? That was pretty much it.
The Rosenbergs?
Yeah. He's an Army vet, and he worked as a special agent for the Diplomatic Security Service at the U.S. State Department from 87 to 90.
Oh, wait. Security lapse from a State Department official. Huh.
Well, you know, I was thinking that he didn't do anything different. Well, then you know what Huma Abedin et cetera is being accused of, except the whole transferring it to the Chinese. That part of it is, I think, the sticky wicket in all of this. He has since worked for a variety of, he works as a defense contractor and worked for a bunch of different government agencies, and he held top secret security clearance until he left the government in 2012. Now, according to the affidavit, he traveled to Shanghai in April, and that's where he was interviewed by customs agents at Chicago O'Hare Airport, where he failed to declare the $16,500 cash found in not one but two carry-on bags.
Well, the difference between what Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton did and what this gentleman's alleged to do did is that he knowingly gave the intel information away, the defense information away, which is broader than intelligence, in exchange for money.
Right.
Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin had this classified information on the internet equivalent of a park bench. The law makes no distinction between the two, unless you're James Comey.
Well, an intent, and they didn't
there,
mean
there is
to.
No,
they didn't mean to leave
intent,
it out there.
Intent ain't in the law when it comes to mishandling classified information.
You clearly didn't get the memo.
Espionage is a different matter, which is what this man is allegedly have done.
The FBI interviewed him, and he did this in April. He was caught in April. The FBI interviewed him in May, and he admitted that he met with two people from a think tank, a Chinese think tank, called the Shanghai Academy of Social Sciences, that he says he now believes were Chinese intelligence agents. In retrospect, they might have been intelligence agents. He said they had given him a special communications device for sending them documents, but it never occurred to him that they might be special agents. He, according to the affidavit, told the FBI agents that the only documents he transferred were two unclassified white papers that he wrote on U.S. policy matters, and they paid him $25,000 for that.
Oops.
Anything that you could find, I'm sure, just find on the internet. But the FBI searched that device that he had, and they found a bunch of other documents and messages that Mallory said, I thought I deleted that. Thought he had deleted.
You know, it's not clear to me if he still had a security clearance, but do you know what the number of people who have security clearances is?
It's overwhelming, right? It's millions?
4.5 million.
It's insane.
And do you think the intelligence services of China, our friends, Russia, are ignoring that? So we're all arguing about who in the Trump campaign met with what Russia official in the ordinary course of business, and this is what's happening.
I know.
And this is needs to be the focus, because the opportunities here for foreign intelligence are ripe given the numbers, and we can't track it all.
And we got this guy, if he did this, we got him because of the fact that he was so lax and so stupid about it. And thank goodness for the stupidity of some criminals, because otherwise you wouldn't catch them. So we'll let you know what's going to happen there. He's not having a good day. It is 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve has released details of the latest counterstrikes against ISIL in Syria and Iraq. Task Force officials define a strike as one or more kinetic events that occur in roughly the same geographic location to produce a single, sometimes cumulative effect. All results reported are based on initial assessments by ground and air. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Make a memory with family and friends this summer as Ricky Fowler, defending champion Billy Hurley, and the PGA Tour's rising stars take on TPC Potomac June 26th through July 2nd. Declare your day at the Quicken Loans National, a summertime event that brings you close to the action with various ticket options, including new reserve stadium seats. Tickets for the Quicken Loans National start at just $20 with complimentary admission for kids 12 and under. Buy today at QLNational.com. That's QLNational.com.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Not great news for our New York Avenue commuters. New York Avenue shut down after a fatal four-car crash closed between Bladensburg Road. So outbound, that's your last point to detour. They'll have that set up for you. Inbound, you cannot get onto New York Avenue if you come off of 50 or the BW Parkway. You're forced to continue onto DC 295 Kenilworth Avenue. So plan accordingly. You need extra time. If you normally exit onto inbound New York Avenue, you have to think about your other options, other Anacostia crossings to get into town. Inbound 11th Street Bridge, that works as well. Now for Virginia, Beltway, we're a little bit busy. Now it looks like they've blocked the right half of the Beltway to try to take care of this accident on the inner loop at 50 Arlington Boulevard. I'm looking at delays coming through Annandale, just north of Braddock Road before you get the Little River Turnpike, so keep alert there. 66, no major problems. Same story with the Greenway Toll Road. You're checking out fine. And now from Garage Door Repair, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Two chances of precipitation for today. We have the first round early, so rain will be ending early. Then mainly cloudy, very warm, muggy, and gusty today. High near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy this evening. Thunderstorms coming back our way later on tonight. Low 77. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 78 degrees at 5:47 on WMAL.
Thank you, Mary. Good to be here. Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I get to join me this morning. I'm glad you're here.
Exciting to be here. Where are the tapes?
Tapes? I don't have no stinking tapes.
Now, you remember Donald Trump almost a month or so back, he suggested that he had tapes, or so some have interpreted tweets he wrote, because it was Mr. Comey who talked about a meeting he had with Trump, and then he tweeted in response to that meeting, that report, he better hope I don't have tapes.
And I believe he was asked by a reporter also about that comment.
Are there tapes, sir?
Oh, you're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer. Don't worry.
Nobody knew what that meant.
Well, you know, when he first made the tweet, now he then tweeted yesterday, I don't have the tapes. I don't have tapes. Maybe someone who's watching me has tapes. And he said, you know, suggested there's surveillance again. And that's what he probably meant. You know, when he said, I may have tapes, the media suggested, well, he's taping his conversations in the Oval Office, which is, I guess, a fair interpretation. My initial interpretation was, when someone that he said that I don't have the I may have tapes, or there may be tapes, that he thought he was being taped and the bad guys were doing it. The NSA or some intelligence agencies were taping him without his knowledge. And it turns out that's probably what he meant in the end. Now, people say that he was lying or misleading people. I think he was just being cagey and suggesting that There may be tapes, but he never said he was taping. And ironically, it did cause Comey to start telling more of the truth about what went on in terms of getting information out.
Well, it's interesting.
What they call leaks in other places.
Yeah, the tweet was that Comey better hope that there are no tapes of the conversations. And we talked about the different ways you could interpret that. You know, could it be, well, he better hope that I didn't tape the conversations, or he better hope that somebody like the NSA was taping it and he didn't know about it, because clearly someone had been listening in on his conversations, because we had the leaks about conversations that he had with foreign leaders from the Oval Office. And that information leaked out. So someone clearly is listening to what he's saying. And I love when Trump does things like that. He's being very Trump. He's totally playing everyone. And he loves to muddy the waters and keep everybody on their heels. He pushes everyone back on their heels. He knew the media was going to run with that.
And he tweeted yesterday, with all the recently reported electronic surveillance intercepts unmasking and illegal leaking of information, I have no idea whether any tapes, and he used tapes, quotes around tapes, or recordings of my conversations with James Comey, but I did not make and do not have any such recordings.
Now, what's interesting is we know that in response to this, we think that in response to this, this is why James Comey, well, we know why James Comey said that, you know, oh, he's got tapes. This is how I can protect myself. I'm going to leak to the New York Times. Guess where James Comey was yesterday?
Where?
James Comey was with his wife at the New York Times yesterday, both wearing sunglasses, seen walking into the New York Times, and they were in there for about 3 hours. What do you think they were doing there?
I don't know.
No idea whatsoever. Like, why would James Comey be... And again, this to me is just showing... I think that the people, you know, Comey, Mueller, the whole deep state, which I do believe exists. I'm sorry. I do believe in ghosts. I do believe in ghosts. I never thought existed. Now I do. Like, now I believe that this exists. They're so blatant about it. They have no fear of just showing their hand and showing us what they're doing.
Again, President Trump is more right than the big media. There was surveillance of him. And who knows, maybe there still is tapes or are tapes back from the Obama administration in terms of either taping him or people close to him or reading his emails and things like that. Distinctions without a difference when it comes to spying.
It's very interesting, and I want to know why James Comey was at the New York Times yesterday. It is 5:51. It is time for El Rushbo.
Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's built their brand on ice cream and activism. Even though they are a corporation, they are the darlings of the left, or at least they used to be. A couple of years ago, Ben and Jerry's signed on with the Milk with Dignity program. It was started by Migrant Justice, a lefty group in Vermont. Vermont happens to be where Ben and Jerry's gets 80% of the milk for their ice cream. And for the last 2 years, the Milk with Dignity people have been negotiating with Ben and Jerry's for higher wages, better working conditions, and better housing for the farm workers. They haven't come to an agreement, and now there's been an eruption. This past Saturday, scores of dairy farm workers and activists marched on Ben and Jerry's. Farm workers complained they've been negotiating in good faith, but Ben and Jerry's is giving them the runaround. A company spokesman says getting a good deal is complex because it's got to work for farmers and farm owners and the ice cream business. Ben and Jerry, you expect the poor farmhands that you exploit to believe it's complex to improve their wages and working conditions and housing? You're making ice cream, for crying out loud, and billions on the backs of migrant workers while they have to march on rocky roads to find justice. What delicious irony. And the left is still going to keep buying this stuff. It's not going to bother them at all. You watch.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Owning land in this great country of ours, that's one of our most precious rights. And when it comes to taking care of the land you own, you want the best tools. And that's where my friends at Mahindra come in. Mahindra makes the toughest tractors on earth with real steel. for more built-in weight. That translates to better traction and stability. And don't forget Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles. Whether you're taking a family fishing or hauling supplies or just driving down to check the mail, you will enjoy the added comfort of 25% more legroom and seating. Right now, if you buy a tractor and a utility vehicle together, you'll get a special $500 rebate. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. And get your work done, America.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit Cecil'sTractors.com. That's Cecil'sTractors.com.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real-life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
There's still time to enroll in the UMUC MBA program starting July 5th. Earn an award-winning MBA in just 18 months for about $25,000. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, you go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And in northeast, shut down is New York Avenue. Each direction, New York Avenue closed between Bladensburg Road and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. And already for Riverdale and Chevrolet, intense delays. Commuters getting up to that exit going, oh, okay, can't get onto New York Avenue. You're forced to DC 295, Kenilworth Avenue. And you see the police there, flashing lights, so definitely will cost extra time for sure as this fatal crash investigation continues. Commuter asked me, if I'm on South Dakota Avenue, can I get to New York Avenue? You cannot get South Dakota to go outbound on New York Avenue. That's right in the zone where all this activity is taking place. 295, your travel lanes are open so you can get to your other Anacostia crossing, so it's definitely options for you there. On the Virginia Beltway through Annandale, early delays because of this tractor-trailer incident, interloop at 50, that still blocks the right lane as it looks like they do have a tow truck there at the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Periods of rain early, then mainly cloudy for the rest of the day. Very warm and gusty, high near 90 degrees. Get a little bit of a break this evening, then more thunderstorms tonight, low 77. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 78 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL.
What's better than winning a new Corvette Stingray? Winning a new Corvette Stingray plus $100,000. And that's what you could get if you play the Corvette and Cash Scratcher from the Virginia Lottery. So look for it today at your local lottery retailer. Odds of winning are 1 in 1.4 million.
It's Larry O'Connor for Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. I've got to tell you about home sellers Joseph and Diane. They had their home on the market for almost a year with another agent. Well, Debbie and Sarah got the listing, and they got their home sold in just 6 days, and they even got them $10,000 over the asking price. Wow! Do the right thing and call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams first. They have over 5,500 ready buyers in their exclusive home buying system. Sarah and Debbie will get the job done and put more money in your pocket. They'll even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed in writing. Call the Reynolds team now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Let me give you that number again. 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and
being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
And coming up on WMAL, the health care Senate bill was released. We'll tell you what's in it, and we'll find out if you want them to bring it to a vote. May not be.